the belief is that the reward center of the brain is what has been most activated with sex addiction. So the reward center of our brain is deep in the middle of our brain, and it can get activated at the thought of doing something. So if while I'm talking to you here, I'm thinking about a piece of chocolate cake I like from a certain bakery, the reward center of my brain starts to light up and get activated. And what I do with that will depend on how much impulse control I have and how much I don't have. But once I go and get that cake, the reward center always wants more. So I might say, well, I'm going to eat half and take the other half home. But the whole time the reward center is saying, eat more, eat the whole thing. Mm. And then I might eat the whole thing and then I don't feel so good. And then I say, okay, I'm not going back there again for a week. But sure enough, 2 days later, I start thinking about the cake, and before I know it, I'm at the bakery. And now one piece is not enough. I'm going to take a second piece home for later. And that is the nature of this area of the brain. It always wants more. It's always craving more. And with that goes novelty, and the brain loves novelty. And when we experience novelty, our brain literally sprays dopamine, and dopamine is what makes us feel good. It gives us a sense of ecstasy, exhilaration, and so you've got both of these forces working with a whole host of other forces that have to do with our life experience, our early childhood issues, etc. And before you know it, you have what we call the hijacked brain. So the person ends up having blinders on. They're no longer thinking about their job or their wife or their children or their husband. They're just thinking about getting into the experience, and they always want more. They always want a higher high. And that's why we call it an addiction, because it's an addiction to the neurochemistry in our own brains.